Just everyone should note that whatever we're saying is halacha of Leila Maisa. One should, for final halacha, one should check with one's own rod. As everyone knows, there's the melacha of Bishul, which is the melacha of Deraisa, one of the 39 melachas, one of the melacha Deraisa, which is forbidden on Shabbos, to cook on Shabbos. Chazal were Moisif, quite a few Isurim in Rabbanon, and the two which we're going to discuss today is Shehir, but the Ikar Hatmona. Shehir more to bring out the backdrop to compare it to Hatmona. Shehir is, if somebody, let's say, starts cooking his Shabbos foods half an hour before Shabbos, he's got on an open flame, and therefore, by the time it comes to Shabbos, there won't be enough time for the food to have cooked fully. Chazal were worried that if somebody would leave his pot cooking on the open flame, there's a gezeira shem yichata, there's a worry that the person may come to stoke the flame inadvertently by mistake, for shogeg, but there's a chashash that when they notice that the food is not getting ready as quick as it should be, it's not going to be ready for the tonight, for the Friday night suda. So there's a chashash, a gezeira shem yichata sakacholim. The housewife, whoever it is, may come to stoke the flame to get the pot to cook quicker. Hatmona, on the other hand, is l'chora, where one has fully cooked the pot, it was well cooked well in advance of Shabbos. It comes to Shabbos and one doesn't fancy leaving the gas on the whole Shabbos. One therefore wants to wrap up, to be matmin, the pot in some sort of substance, outer substance, in order to retain the heat. L'chora, they are two completely separate isurim. In the beginning of Perek Kira, the third Perek in Shabbos, the Gemara, but in the Chayyur, we're now calling Shehir, where you're leaving the pot to cook on Shabbos, the Meshach HaShabbos, the Mishnah says two requirements. You have to be Goyref the Kotum. Either you Goyref means that you shovel away the coals from the oven, or, because notice you used to use ovens with coals, or you're Kotum, you cover over the coals with a layer of earth. The idea being that you should lessen the heat. You've made a very clear action to show that you don't want to be mechati, you don't want to stoke the coals. And therefore, when it comes to Shabbos, and you may inadvertently realize your pot is now not fully cooked, and you may want to now stoke the coals, you'll realize, you'll suddenly remember, for 1 second, I've done something to show, I've done a heifer to show that I shouldn't be stoking these coals. And therefore, a person will remember not to stoke the coals on Shabbos, not to be mechat on Shabbos. And also, there's a machlokes, Chananya and the Chachomim, which l'chora applies pashtus solely to Shehir. Machlokes Chananya and the Chachomim. What foods were Chazal worried that there's a gezeira shem yichata? In which cases, which scenarios were Chazal worried? Chananya says that anything above kidra chaisa, anything which is not raw, when Shabbos comes in, till the stage of Machu Ben Drusoi being a machlokas, proposing whether it's third cooked or half cooked, but it's cooked to a certain extent, it's along the way, it's edible for a robber or a highwayman to eat bakoshi, therefore it's considered cooked. Only within those brackets, the Chananya holds that there's a chashash that a person may come to be mechata. However, if it's kidra chaisa, it's completely raw, and the person knows it's not going to be ready till tomorrow morning, till Shabbos morning, it's not going to be ready Friday night, or in a Hechatimsa where it's ready mevushul, machu ben drusoi, it's ready half cooked, and therefore he doesn't really need to do very much to it because it'll get ready anyway by itself. In those two cases, Chananya held there's no gezeira shem yichata, we don't need to worry, and the person can leave his pot cooking on an open flame. However, the Chacham Mecholek, as the Chacham holds, they're more machmir, and they hold that they agree from the starting point that once it's above Kidra Chaisa, there's an Issa, but Kidra Chaisa itself is Mutter. But from above Kidra Chaisa, from above when it's slightly raw, right through till Mavusha Tol Tzorkoi, it's completely cooked, on the stomach of Yofeloi, even if it's still improving, Chacham holds, no, there's a Gezeira Shem Yechata, it's Osa, to leave it on the open flame, until it gets to the point of Mistamik Varalo. Then Mistamik Varalo, when it's not improving, it's drying out, then the Chacham holds no Gezeira Shem Yechata. And l'chayra, this is a machlita solely by the case by Shahir. By Hatzmona, which is l'chayra, as we said before, is a separate issa. There is the Gemara and the Lamadalad. There's two types of Hatzmona. There's Hatzmona with a mamitevo, something which just retains heat, but doesn't actually generate heat itself. And there's a Hatzmona with a moisitevo, something which actually generates heat. The Moshul, the Gemara gives case of Gefes, things which are left over from the presses, from the olive presses, they generate heat, they've got a natural heat. Those things are actually offer even before Shabbos. The Moses Hevel, the things which actually generate heat, those things are offer even before Shabbos to be matmin. And the Gemara says, why is it offer to be matmin before Shabbos? Because if we let you go and be matmin with something which is moist level, something which generates heat, you may come to be matmin with remet, with coal, with a substance of coal, mixture of coals and ash. And then, says the Gemara of the Gezer Shem Yechasa, if you do such a thing as the Chashash, you may even come to stoke the coals. However, that's by moist level. By mamit level, something which just retains the heat, just keeps the heat till Shabbos. There the Gemara says, Rava says, that there the Gezer is, it's mutter on Erev Shabbos, but it's only offer on Shabbos itself. The Gezer being that when a person comes on Shabbos and wants to start covering the matzah in his pot, he'll realize that maybe the pot's not hot enough, maybe it's cold. And there's a Gezer that you may come to heat it up before your matzah. You may quickly put it onto the gas just to heat it up, and then you'll be matzah. So there's a Gezer Shemiyahu Tiach. You may come to heat up the pot on Shabbos. However, Erev Shabbos, just before Shabbos, most pots of Stam Kedera Rose Chotein are boiling hot, and therefore on Erev Shabbos there's no Chashash Gezer Hashem Yaltiach. So the Chayra, these are two completely separate Isurim, as they then place the Taka. There's the Issa of Hatzmona, which in the case of Hatzmona, in the Gedolim of Hatzmona, the Kudas of Hananya the Chachomim the Chayra do not apply. That means even if it's Kidra Chaisa, even if it's completely raw, or if it's Mavushal called Tzolkoi, it's completely cooked. Even if it's in stomach, it's getting worse. In all these cases, there's an Issa de Rabbonon to be matmin. However, by Shehir, but then Nechutu Chananya de Chachomim, there's a Machlit of Chananya de Chachomim. And if one looks in the beginning of Perek Bamet Toimnin, Rabbeinu Tam says, why is it that Hatzmon is Mulchomu? Why Taka do we hold? Why Lahalocha does it come out that Hatzmon is Mulchomu? Says Rabbeinu Tam, because by Hatzmona, where the pot is covered over, so therefore it retains a lot of heat. That is a chashash, a person may come to be mechasa by a case of a motive hevel, because that's very, very hot. So it just needs a little bit of stoking just to get it back to status quo, just to get it back to its heat. Whereas, by Shehir, where it's all open, it's not mutman at all, it's all open, and therefore there's a lot of air, which is shown that on the actual pot itself, it takes much more work to get it back to its heat status. And therefore, the Chachamim hold that once it gets to Mavusha Kol Tzolkoi, Mestamek V'Raloi, or Chananya holds once it's Machol Ben Drusoi, there's no Gezeira then, we're not Choshish for a Gezeira Shem Yechata. And Taka, this is, as they pass in the Mechaba, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sineration on Zion, each Zion, the Mechaba says quite clearly, that by Hatzmona does not have the colours of Shehir. There is, however, Rashi on the Mishnah in Perek Kira. Rashi seems to disagree, and Rashi seems to say that in the Mishnah of Kira, the Mishnah is talking about a case of a moistet hevel. Rashi says that the reason why you're goyrus, the reason why you shovel away the coals, or your kotem, you cover over the coals, is in order to make the oven not a moistis hevel. And all the Rishonim ask the Rashi, what does Rashi mean? But one thing is clear from Rashi, and it's Taka Shittas Rashbam in the beginning of Perek Bamet Toimnin, that Rashi held that it's not like Tosfos. Rashi held that Sai Hatzmona and Sai Shehir, both of those cases, both have the same Chlonim, both have the same Gedorim, and therefore equally the Machloikas between Chananya and the Chachomim, which applies by Shehir, That applies equally according to Rashi to Hatmona. Rashi doesn't differentiate. Rashi holds, even by Hatmona, if, for example, the pot would be completely raw before Shabbos, or it would be, according to Hananiah, it would be Marco ben Jusoy, be half cooked, or according to the Chalchomen, it would be Mavusha called Tokoy, the Mistamit Morale. Rashi would hold that there's no Issa of Hatmona. And Shittas Rashi, which is the Rashbam, is brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings it on the same seat, on incineration Zion, East Zion. The Ramah brings Shittas Rashbam, and he says, the Maisa will not know it like that, but there are places, only the places where they'll know it, they can keep like that, but we are not better to not know it like that. Lecha Oira, one could maybe explain Tosfos, which is the Mechaber Pasuk inside Tosfos. One could explain Tosfos maybe as follows, that Tosfos differentiates between cooking and being matmin. That means Tosfos, the way Tosfos differentiates between Shehiyah and Hatmona is that Shehiyah is a state of cooking, whereas Hatmona is a state of just retaining heat, not cooking, but just retaining the heat which has already been attained before Shabbos. There's two quite well-known shailas lahalacha with Hatmona. One is the slow cooker, the crock pot. Here we have a hechatimta where one has a base, which inside the base, some of them, there's all different types of models, but some of them have in the base, just at the bottom, they have an element. Some have elements just at the side of the base, and some have elements in both parts of the base. So basically we've got a base in which one places a pot, a tzicheres, which basically sinks right into the base. So basically it is mutman, it is covered from three sides, from the bottom and from all the sides. Just the top is not covered. So this shayla was asked from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that the Chayra, it should have a problem of Hatmona. There's another case where people take a kigel or a helgel, kishka, they wrap it up in aluminium foil, or by kishka they wrap it up in the skin, or in some sort of plastic covering, and they put it into the chont, and it sinks into the chont, and they leave it cooking on Shabbos in the chont. This shy was also asked for the postkin. The chayla, both of these cases should have a problem of Hatmona. However, maybe one could say, according to the way that we've explained Tosfos, that Shehiyah is cooking, but Hatmona is not a case of cooking. Hatmona is a case of covering over to retain heat, and that's when Chazal were worried. Maybe, by these two cases which we just mentioned, the case of the slow cooker and the case of the kigel in the cholent, where in most cases, people intend to cook the cholent, to cook the kibble, not just to retain the heat, or the helzel, to cook the helzel, not just to retain the heat. Maybe, according to Tosfos, we could have a mockum to say that it should be mutter. However, it can't be true, for two reasons, l'chayra. As they can say for Ochos Shabbos, he's got a long tshuva at the back, which he wrote to Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he mentions there that it can't be true, according to Tosfos, to say that if one is cooking, then it will be mutter. Because in Shulchan Aruch, that we just mentioned, the Shittas HaMechaber incineration on Zion, the Mechaber paskens, that mona is ossa, both when it's kidruch chaisa, it's completely raw, right the way through to when it's mevushel kol tzorkei. Now by Kidra Chaita, it is clear that the intention of this person is, because it's completely raw, must to be cooking, to cook the thing which he's trying to cook, which is in the pot. And Afila Hochi, the Mechaber holds quite clearly, that there's an Issa of Hatmona. Therefore we see clearly from the Mechaber, that even though it is Kidra Chaita, and you're only doing Hatmona, by Afila Hochi, the Mechaber holds, there's an Issa of Hatmona. There is, however, another big yisoid in Hatmona, which we have to discuss, which would be another pesach for Kula in these two cases. In Siman Reish Nun Gimel, as we've mentioned the Shitas HaTosfos, which is Hatmona has got its Gedorim and she has got its Halachas. According to Rashi, it's all the same. They both got the same Kedorim. In Siman Reish Nun Gimel, the Beis Yosef brings a Shitas Ozeruah, and the Ozeruah says Shemuta Lahashoyf Hakedera Agabituchonim Mamish. One is allowed, once it gets to the stage of Chananya or the Chachomim, one is allowed to leave a pot al hagachonim mamish, on top of the coals itself. That means that the base of the pot is actually resting on the coals. Says the Mechab, says the Beis Yosef, this is the case of Hatmona. And therefore, if the Ozeruah says that you're allowed to do it on Shabbos with the Gedorim of Chananya, the Chachomim, it's Muta, to do it once it's cooked, Machal Ben Jusoy, or Mavush Kosoka, you're allowed to leave it on the coals itself. Says the Mechaber, it must be that the Ozeruah holds like Rashi. Because if the Ozeruah would hold like Tosfos, then since this is the case of Hatmona, Lechoira, it should be Oster. Just like Hatmona is Oster from Kidra Chaisa right the way through, so this also should be Oster. We see from the Beis Yosef that he held that even if it's only just only mutman, only covered from one side, that means just the base is sitting on the coals, the rest of the pot is completely open. But just the base is sitting on the coals, we see quite clearly from the Beis Yosef that he holds that is the case of Hatmona. The Daki Moshe, however, straight away asks on the Beis Yosef. It is cooking, it's both. It will be both.
Why is
that one of the, because the Beis Yosef holds that Hatmona, the Mikdash, even if it's just covered from one side, has got a din of Hatmona. It's a chiddush of the Beis Yosef. I mean, the Ramah is chiddush for now. Pashtus, yeah, yes. A full by gashmi could be slightly different.
Any hot.
It's a chiddush. Correct, according to the Beis Yosef. We don't have to know that. The minig is not that. But, actually, Chaznish passes out of Beis Yosef. The Chaznish is machmir out of Beis Yosef. It's two shittas in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in simulation of Gil will bring two shittas. The Mechaber brings one shitta and the Ramah holds. But so that's the Beis Yosef holds that since it's sitting on, even if just one part of the pot is covered, it's not. Well, no, because the Beis Yosef holds that the case of Shahir is when it's sitting on some sort of tripod. It's not actually touching the coals itself. If that's mono. The Lashon Mechaber is in simulation of Gimel. Mechaber says, at the end of Sif Aleph, he says, "Behold, that in Shah, all this was discussed in the Beis Chananya and the Chachamim. All this is talking about Shehir. Shakidera Yoshevet Akisei Shabazel. The Kidera is sitting on a tripod, some sort of seat of Basel, Agav Tuchol Avonim, sitting on stones which raise it from the Chachamim itself." The Ainan Nagas the Khanim, Abel Hatmona Agab the Khanim, is sitting on the Khanim, the Dibra Khail Offer, the Kut Elbin. That's the Shitzik Offer, that's the Smolia.
From electric, so would be the same thing?
Would be the same thing, same problem. Would have the same problem.
Same problem, on gas, not on an electric gas.
On electric gas, would all have the same problem.
Between the pot and the gas, the gas doesn't go directly.
So the flame hits the pot itself. Because according to the Beis Yosef, even though it's sitting on, maybe it's sitting on a tripod, but it's actually sitting on the flame itself, according to the Beis Yosef, Pashas, there's a case of Hatmona, because it's covered by one side by the heat source.
Or the electric platform.
The same thing, would be the same problem. Because since it's actually sitting on the electric, the platform itself, the elements part and parcel of the electric contraption, therefore Mela, according to the Mechaber, there will be a problem of Hatmona. The Daki Moshe, however, is Cholok, and the Daki Moshe says he doesn't understand, because since, as everyone's been saying, it's open from on top, it's Megula Milamalo, says the Daki Moshe, the case of the Ozeruah is not talking about a case of Hatmona at all. The case of the Ozeruah is talking about a case of Shehir, because it's only sitting with the base on the Gecholim itself. But however, since it's open from the top, that's not the case of Hatmona, and therefore, there's no problem. The Ozeruah is actually going like Tosfos, and the Ozeruah is not Binitcha from Halacha, Binitcha from Halacha. Such as just we mentioned just before the Lashon and Mechab, the simulation of Gimel. So the remark carries on, Haga, the Yesh Omnim, the Afirim HaKedera Emedus Agav HaEsh Mamish. Even if the Kedera is actually sitting on the Esh itself, told the man, Shimagura Lamala, Le Mikra Hatmana. Calls the man that it's revealed from on top, it's not called Hatmana, Vashari, Vachain HaMinit. And that's the minute. The question is, according to the documentation which we've now established, that Hatmana means it's got to be covered, it's got to be Mechus Lamala, what is Mechus Lamala? Does the Ramah, in order to fit in with the Hilchos Hatmana, does he hold that it's got to be covered the whole part, including the top? Or is the Ramah just coming to be Machmel and Shitza Mechaba? And the Mechaba holds that if it's covered at the bottom, it's Hatmana. The Ramah holds, however, no. You need more than that. Maybe just the size itself would be enough to constitute Hatmana according to the Ramah. But it doesn't need to be covered on the top. The truth is that from the Pashtus, the way the Ramah is chaylik on the Mechaba, the Pashtus is that he holds that the Roshni uses Megula Lamalo. Pashtus Megula Lamalo means that it's revealed on the top. It's not Mechus Lamalo. Pashtus Ramah seems to take on that it's got to be completely covered in order for it to constitute Hatmana. And as very passes Ravovna in Shevet Halevi in a tshuva which he wrote back to the Orech HaShavos, he says quite clearly that the Pashtus Lashon HaRamah is mashmat must be completely covered in order for it to constitute Hatmana.
How can they use the platen in this case?
Have a problem, yeah.
The fire doesn't have a problem.
Maybe they put pieces of silver foil to raise it slightly.
Like
the fire should be a problem. There is a Lashon of the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Yosho in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, Chamin Shalonu on the Tomin, our Chamin, our hot pots which we cover on Shabbos before Shabbos, Ava Pishyesh to the voice of Ma'at Remet, even though there is a little bit of cold around it, to go the etzba, the height of the finger, Ein Kan Issa, there's no Issa. The Hatmona Mashma, Hatmona implies Shemachusa Ba Ruboy Oikuloi. So the post can bring from the Roshan of the Rabbeinu Tam, that it seems to imply that Rabbeinu Tam understood that if it would be covered, Ruboy, it would be enough for it to constitute Hatmana. However, if one looks in the Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Brura in commemoration on Ches, he's discussing a Chetimtzah when one wants to heat up, let's say, a baby bottle, which has got water inside, or milk inside. And one places it and immerses it inside hot water. The idea being, the hot water should generate heat into the milk. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Reish Nun Ches, Steve Cotton Base, says quite clearly that it's got to be Tomon Kuloi. The Rosh Mishnah Brura is, Shezer Derech Hatmona Mamish, Kivan Shu Tomon Kuloi. It's got to be completely immersed in the water itself. So we see clearly from the Mishnah Brura, and also the Chai Odom as well, he says quite clearly, it's got to be completely covered all four sides. They seem to hold that in order to constitute Hatmona, it has to be covered. According to the Shittas Ramah, which we passed tonight, it's got to be covered on all sides. The problem is, the top as well, including, yeah, including the top. The problem is that the Mishnah Brura and the Chai Odom, well, basically it's the Chai Odom, but the Mishnah Brura quotes him, the Halacha, they both say, they both discuss another case, when one wants to keep, they have some sort of coffee jar, which they want to keep hot on Shabbos. So the Chai Odom says, in Klal Chos, in Hilchos Shabbos Klal Chos, Simon is Eve called Chof Beis. He says, "V'nishmat mishom b'Simon Hei." We left out earlier, says the Chai Odom, in Klal Beis Simon Hei. The inin shematim in akava b'chol roll out of cane. This is the way you should do it. Shiyatim in akli im akava b'chol. One should cover the kli with the coffee in chol in sand, which by the way is a moitzes hevel. Or the vad shelo yatmin kuloi, don't cover the whole thing, rak chetzio shlishisio, just a half or a third. The postman was added from the Chai Odom, the Mishnah Brura also brings down the Chai Odom, the implication being that if it's more than half, the Chai Odom will be masking that there's a problem with Hatmana. So the Chayim, we have a skira in the Chai Odom and the Mishnah Brura. On the one hand, they say quite clearly that if in order to attain the din of Hatmana, it has to be completely covered, On the other hand, by the case of the coffee, when it's covered with choil, he seems to imply that it will be more than half, it will be hatmona. In Sefer Orech HaShabbos, in order to be miyashav this sphere, he says a chiddush. He says that there's a difference between when you're matmin with a moisif hevel and when you're matmin with a mamit hevel. When you're matmin with a mamit hevel, just something to retain the heat, then you have to cover it over completely in order for it to have a din of hatmona. Masha'en came, when you're matmin with a moisif hevel, something which actually generates heat, therefore it's nishtavik the belach at the top is covered. Because since the thing is, the substance is generating heat, it still constitutes hatmona because it's still giving heat over to the pot. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah, by the case, and the Chayodim by the case of the coffee, which is talking about where you're matmin in chol, there, since it generates heat, will be enough if it's uncovered on the top, it still would be hatmona. If we now go back to the case of our slow cooker, we would therefore, according to this chiddush of the Orech HaShabbos, we would have a problem. Because since the slow cooker has got elements in it, side the side and the bottom, so it's a moisif hevel. If it's a moisif hevel, the chayra, there should be a problem with hatmona. The Orech HaShabbos actually asked the tshuva to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He asked, it's a long tshuva which he asked Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to take on like this chiluk. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if the slow cooker only has elements at the bottom, then there's no problem with hatmona. If, however, it's got elements at the bottom and the sides, then, as we just proved from the Chayodon and the Mishnah Berurah, it's a moisif hevel, there'll be a problem with hatmona. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmir, and he said, the only heichatimsa, he's got heichatimsa that one has to make a proper stick of aluminium in order to differentiate between, to separate between the pot, the base, and the actual pot itself. But Rav Shlomo Zalman was holding in such a case that the etzem is a problem of hatmona. The Shailas Levi, however, says quite clearly that from the Loshon of the Daki Moshe, he implies quite clearly that size it's a Moses Hevel, size it's a Mammoth Hevel. The Daki Moshe, in the case of Simration and Gimel, when he was coming to be Chodek on the Mechaba, he was talking about Gecholim, and Gecholim was off Moses Hevel. So therefore, the implication being that the Ramah was told, even if it's a Moses Hevel, it's got to be completely covered. And therefore, the Shevet Levi is noted the Halacha, that Takin Ochanam, there should be no problem with Hatmona. He just mentions that there is the Chazanish who passes by the Mechaba, that Hatmona B'Mikzas, just from one side is after, there is a Mokhan to Machmir. But Mi'ikadin, he says there should be no problem with Hatmona. He does mention, however, that that's all the Gabbard of the Dinim of Hatmona, that there are other problems of Shehir. The Shehir meaning that you can't leave a pot on a flame which is not gone off the cotton, which is not covered over. Therefore, one would have to put in some sort of aluminium foil to cover over all the elements. By the case of the kugel in the cholent, if it doesn't sink in completely, it's not covered on the top, so we've got the same shayla. If one looks in Shut Shevet Levi again, Shut Shevet Levi in Chelek Gimel Shuvah Mem Zayin, he says quite clearly that if it doesn't sink in completely, then Takin Ochanami there's no problem with Hatmona. If it does sink in completely, then he says there would be a problem with Hatmona, but by Heldul, if it's got a natural covering, a food covering, then it will be no problem, because you're actually cooking it in the chonk itself. But if it's got even a plastic covering, it will be a problem of Hatmona. However, in Shut Minchas Yitzchot, the Dayan Bais, he disagrees, and he holds that even if it sinks completely in, if however the derech of the bishul by Heldul Amosh is to cover it with this plastic thing, even if it's not covered in a food a covering, it's covered in an actual a covering of plastic, but since that's the derech bishul b'kach, therefore there's no problem of hatmona. The person Agav mentioned, I think it's the Shevet Levi, mentioned that even if there would be a problem of hatmona, let's say you've got the aluminium foil around the kibble, if one would make holes in the aluminium foil so the juice goes through, so it's like cooking, then in such a situation there would be no problem of hatmona.